I got out of the car, pushed my arms behind me and stretched, a loud yawn escaping.
Oh, stop it.
Dad grinned, flashing those perfect all-American teeth of his.
Come on, let's go in.
Sarah, do you still have the keys?
Yep. Mum handed him a brown envelope, and I watched my parents practically run up the path to the front door, giddy with excitement. I leaned back against the pickup. Winifred Potts sat at her kitchen table and eyed the precious jar in front of her. Thousands of golden specks of wonder dust swirled inside the glass container. Winifred sensed the restless excitement. The same excitement was inside her own heart. Tonight was the night.
What the hell?
Wait, I cut him off. This says 3 deaths. That's not right.
Madison turned her phone around, tears in her eyes.
Yes, it is.
Look what's just been put in the group chat. I stared at the open news article on her phone in disbelief. 3rd body discovered in Devil's Den.
No,
I whispered, looking back at the letter. Carter looked at me carefully, as if I wouldn't like what he was about to say.
What?
I demanded.
Paige?
The letter writer?
The killer?
They're the same person, aren't they?
April was only 4 when her mother died, and whenever she thought of her, it was like thinking of a lovely summer holiday she'd once been on. Her father hadn't remarried, and it showed in the house.
There was a time when Luce and I could read each other's thoughts. Once when we were 6, I had laryngitis and couldn't speak. But Luce brought me exactly what I needed. She'd make hot cranberry tea with a slice of orange and lemon, and sandwiches just how I like them, with cheese, pickles and splodges of ketchup, even though she hates pickles herself. A part of me is certain Luce knows what I've done, although she hasn't shown any sign. I should tell her. She would definitely forgive me. But I can't bear to see the look on her face when she hears.
But what I was thinking, what still circles my mind in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, is why? Why did he lie? I need to know what went on after that last transmission from the pilot. I need to know what happened to my sister. I need to know who the hell I can blame, because right now, the only person I've got is the one who didn't turn up at the airport like she was supposed to. Who didn't get on that plane. Who is still here.